Radio. The Canadian government in Ottawa recently brought in visas for Czechs after thousands of Czech Roma applied for asylum in Canada. And in this week's Talking Point, Ian Willoughby asks why.
Ve škole by ti bylo líp.
No, ještě líp než tady té škole.
At home in the town of Pardubice, 100 kilometers east of Prague, Aleš Horvat and his 10-year-old son, also called Aleš, talk about what school would be like in Canada. The family had been planning to follow the hundreds of other Czech Roma who've applied for asylum there. That is, before Canada introduced visas for Czechs 2 weeks ago. Horvath says he simply had enough of racial discrimination in the Czech Republic.
90% ze 100 Romů bylo napadených, mezi ně patřím I já, můj bratr.
90% of us have been attacked, including me, my brother, my cousins. Everyone's experienced physical attacks. On top of that, I can't go into just any restaurant or disco with my wife. Many places won't let us in. It's 2009, and our children get called black bastards as soon as they start school. Other kids are taught by their parents that gypsies are bad, that they're dirty, they steal, and so on.
Ottawa imposed visa restrictions on Czechs after more than 1,700 Czech Roma sought refugee status in Canada in the first 6 months of this year. That was a huge increase on the 650 or so in the whole of 2008, already a high figure. Some Czech Roma asylum applicants had relatives in Canada who moved there in the mid-1990s. Before, alarmed by their growing number, Ottawa imposed the visa restriction in 1997. It stayed in place until October 2007. Aleš Horvat says his wife's parents and sisters have been living in Canada for 12 or 13 years, and his family was planning to join them. Though their plans have now been thwarted, he says Ottawa's step was logical.
I understand the fact that Canada said enough. It introduced visas to punish the Czech Republic, not the Roma, for not sorting things out here. There are Roma here who don't want to leave, but they're forced to go. I think it was last month that Canada told the Czechs that if they didn't deal with that, then they would bring in visas. Roma are still leaving. The problems remain, so it was to be expected.
The Czech government itself says there's a link between the fact so many Roma have applied for asylum in Canada and an increase in anti-Roma demonstrations and statements by far-right groups in the Czech Republic over the past year. Violence is not uncommon, with the most notorious incident, the firebombing of a Roma family's home in North Moravia that left a 2-year-old girl in a coma with burns on 80% of her body. Aleš Horvat says he's frustrated more hasn't been done to combat the problem.
Now things have developed to the point that these extremists are marching on ghettos. The thing that really gets the Roma is that nobody is dealing with the fact such marches are taking place. Not the government, not the interior ministry, nobody. They think it's enough when the police appear on TV and say, we contained the extremists, so everything passed okay. But the very fact they were there at all is itself a crime.
I used to walk in migration field for a couple of years with the international...
Roman Krzysztof is the author of a report on the Czech Roma emigration to Canada, based on interviews conducted both there and in the Czech Republic. So why does he think so many applied for refugee status?
Since it's not for the first time, like there was a wave of Romanis to Canada, the answer is quite simple. There was visa restriction lifted by Canada 18 months ago, and all those who wanted to join their families or had some kind of, let's say, invitation by other people went. And they used the asylum procedure, which I think is fundamentally wrong.
Did the rise in extremism in the Czech Republic in the last year or two contribute to the number of Romanis who left this country?
So it has certainly contributed, but I don't think it's the main reason why there was suddenly such a number of Romanis asking for asylum in Canada. They would have gone, they would have asked for asylum, even if there was not such a media and publicly known rise of extremism, because none of those we have interviewed had actually witnessed or was like a target of any kind of racist attacks. They heard about them.
So what are the reasons then that they have gone?
Well, what we found out that there is some kind of system of invitation, we called it prospector system, where these people are living to join their families, and but even in our view or in our knowledge, in much more numerous cases, just to use asylum procedure to start a better life. And they have people there who advise them. A lot of them are from NGOs. Some of them are of some kind of Roma political circles, and such things are conducted.
In your findings, what did the Czech Roma who went to Canada want to do there? Did they want to claim welfare, or did they want to work?
Well, generally they want to start better life, like which is understandable. I think all of us want once or twice or in life to start better life. But what our findings were, that most of those we met use the same kind of living strategy for living as in Czech Republic. It means combination of all kinds of welfare revenues and illegal work. And that's how a lot of Romanis, I guess, actually most Romanis, live in Czech Republic.
Roman Krzysztof's suggestion that there was a good deal of organization behind the Roma exodus to Canada has been disputed by Roma activists, including Ivan Veselý of the group Geno, who says it's anti-Roma propaganda. Veselý says in any case it doesn't make sense to differentiate between economic migrants and victims of prejudice, given that unemployment rates among Czech Roma are so much higher than in the majority population.
In the group of economical speculants are people which met with discrimination in labor markets. It is not only people which thinking about some social payment in Canada. Some people which were here in the Czech Republic, very successful in the business, they go to Canada. Yeah? Some of the people which really work in the factory 20, 30 years and here haven't the chance to receive the job, they move to Canada. Yeah? It is not something... economical speculant is not, it's not something wrong. Yeah? Canada needs this kind of people in the labor market.
Well, Ottawa clearly doesn't think so. In any case, at home in Pardubice, Aleš Horvat says Canada's introduction of visas has merely delayed his plans to start a new life beyond the borders of the Czech Republic.
It doesn't alter the fact that I want to leave. I can't go to Canada, but I can go to England, to Ireland, to Belgium, to France. I have relatives in those countries, and they're keeping an eye out for work for me. If something turns up, I'll pack up and go in 2 or 3 days. We're Roma. We've always travelled about. It's no problem for us to settle in one place, then up sticks and settle somewhere else.